FanDuel fined $2,000 for April Fool's blunder. The New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement, DGE, has imposed a $2,000 fine on FanDuel for accepting bets on mixed martial events that had already taken place. The gambling operator committed the error on April Fool's Day in 2022 by offering markets on Professional Fighters League, PFL, fights that had already been held on March 25. FanDuel took 34 bets on the events and blamed the error on a breakdown in communication with its data providers, explaining that the fights in question were a pre-recorded broadcast aired on TV and streaming platforms rather than a live event. The sportsbook also claimed it received inaccurate event data from the PFL, contributing to the wagering mistake. Quote, FanDuel confirmed that its traders failed to confirm with PFL that the event had previously occurred and was being presented via tape delay. Gina Deanuntis, New Jersey Deputy Attorney General. FanDuel promptly reported the mistake to the regulator, stating that it received $190,904 in wagers and paid out $231,094 to settle the bets. While the penalty had been issued since the beginning of this year, the DGE made it public on Wednesday, July 10. DraftKings fined $100,000. A few days ago, FanDuel's close competitor in the New Jersey market, DraftKings, was also fined $100,000 by the DGE for reporting incorrect sports betting data. Via an investigation, the DGE discovered that the sportsbook had submitted incorrect trading returns, which inflated parlay wager spend and underreported other betting categories.